Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 12th day of Adar, Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that colloquial expressions for Nedarim are treated like Nedarim, colloquial expressions for Cherem, dooming something for the Mikdash, is also considered a Cherem, and Shavuos, like a Shavua, and a Nazir, using colloquial expressions for a Nazir, is like a Nazir. Now our Mishnah comes to tell us, what are these expressions that are considered valid and would bring upon the person an obligation of a Korban, or a Cherem, or a Nazir, or a Shavua? Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer l'chaveiro koinam, koinoch, koinos. He uses any one of these words regarding food of his friend, or someone not goes the word chavero, food for himself. He says, for example, koinem masha oichel loch. Koinem means it's like a korban. All of these words are colloquial expressions for a korban. Hare elu kino in gil korban. Says the Mishnah, it's as if he expressly pronounced the word korban, and therefore the food will be also like a korban. This is actually the main expression of a neder, making something like a korban. Cherek, cherech, cheref. If he says, my properties are cherek on you, or cheref on you, hare'elu kinuin lecherem. These are colloquial expressions which are really a reference to a cherem. And it's as if he actually expressed the word cherem. Cherem means doomed. His properties are doomed as hektish. We saw doomed because he has no benefit from it. It's like, it becomes like hektish. Nozik, noziach, poziach. If he says, I am a nozik, or I take upon myself to be a noziach or a poziach, these are all colloquial expressions for being a nozir. He takes upon himself, hare elukinu in linzirus, they are all colloquial expressions for being a nozir, and immediately he becomes obligated in observing the laws of a nozir. Shavusa, shakuka. If he says, I say shavusa that I will not eat this loaf of bread, or shakuka, I will not eat this loaf. Nadar, we say that is a valid shavua, it's a valid oath, and therefore he's forbidden to eat this bread, forbidden to do whatever he said he has to do. Bemoisa, he used the word moisa, moisa, that I will not eat this loaf. Hare ele kinuin lishvua. These are kinuin for, these are colloquial expressions for a shvua, for an oath. Shvusa shkuka is definitely kinoim for the word shvua, and moisa is also in a colloquial expression for shvua. Why? Because even though it doesn't sound like the word shvua at all, but the word in Hebrew, shvua, has an equivalent in Aramaic, moimosa. And by saying the word moisa, we say that's a kinoi. That's like saying moimosa, which is the Aramaic equivalent of a shvua, and therefore the obligation of observing that shvua will apply. Mishnah Gimel. The main thrust, or the main formation of a neder, is when a person says, this thing will be like me, to me is like a korban. By making that statement, he's declaring that object to be also like a korban. Now, the korban is a dovar hanodr. We'll learn more about that later on in the Masechta. It's a dovar hanodr. It's something that's capable of being donated, being made osser, in other words. A person can donate a korban, make it osser, and therefore if he says, this object is osser to me like a korban, it has validity. That object will be osser. In the first two Mishnahs, we've learned that a neder will be chal, will apply, even if he didn't mention the word korban, but expressed it through either a yad, a handle, the beginning of a statement, which we know refers to a neder, or in Mishnah Beis, by colloquial expressions. Our Mishnah here, in the Mishnah Gimel, is going to deal with a neder, an expression of neder, where there's no word of korban whatsoever, but there's not even a colloquial expression, but there is an expression which indicates that there is an issur korban involved. Let's have a look at the Mishnah. And ha'omer one who says, lo ichulin lo echaloch. It will not be ordinary food which I will not eat by you. In other words, what he wants to say is, it will not be chulin whatever I eat. Your food is not chulin for me, is effectively what it's saying. Even though there's two negatives here, it's explained to mean loy chulin if whatever I eat with you. Well, chulin is usually food that you can eat. By saying loy chulin, that's another way of saying it's a carbon. Loy kosher, he says, your food is loy kosher me, and that implies that it's like a carbon, because the carbon can have kashrus and be impossible. But loy dechei, dechei is the Aramaic word for tohor, for pure. He says, loy dechei, it's not permitted that your food for me. Tohor, v'tome. Or he says, your food is tohor for me, or your food is tome for me. And what it means is, it'll be tohor. Now, when he says tohor, what's wrong with that? Tohor is permitted. But what he's meaning to say, your food is tohor for the mizbeach, but tome for me like a carbon. That's how some people say it. Others say that what the Mishnah meant to say is, when it says tohor, it really means loy tohor. It will not be tohor what I'm eating by you. Tome, well, the word tome obviously means the food is also to me like a carbon, like a something tome. Noisar upigal. What happens if it says, your food is, to me, noisar. Noisar is leftover of a carbon, which you're not allowed to eat or have any anah from. Pigal is where you have, is where the person had a wrong thought during the offering of the carbon, and all these things are absolutely prohibited in the case of a carbon. But by saying, your food to me is noisar pigal, it's effectively saying it's also like a carbon. Also, in all the, a person who says the food of his friend, he said, is in all of these cases, it's also. This is the conclusion of all these statements. Any one of these expressions, even though he didn't mention the word carbon, nor even mention a colloquial expression for carbon, nor mention a yad, but the expression that he used implies that it's also like a carbon. Ke'imra, if a person says to his friend, your food is also to me like wool. Now, when he says like wool, does he mean it, or it does mean like the wool of a carbon, of a kasis, carbon tomid? Carbon tomid was brought of a lamb. Imra is the Hebrew word for lamb, the Aramaic word for lamb. Or he says, kadirin, your food is also to me like dirin, like the pens, a pen of animals, of carbonus, even though he didn't say the word carbon. Ka'etzim, it's also to me like wood. And that means the wood on the Mizbeach, which is something dedicated to the Mizbeach, and it's also to have benefit from it. Ko'ishim, like the fires on the Mizbeach. Some say it refers to the Kabonis themselves, which are burnt on the Mizbeach. They're called Ishim. Or he says, Kamizbeach, your food is also to me like the Mizbeach. And again, what's implied is not the Mizbeach itself, but the Kabonis on the Mizbeach. Or he says, Kahechel, like the temple chamber. Again, implying like the Karbonis, whose blood was sprinkled in the Heichal. Or he says, Ki Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, and he means like the Karbonis, which are eaten in Yerushalayim. Nodar bech echad mikol misham shem mizbech. Or if he makes a neder with any one of the accessories of the mizbech, the klesharis, the vessels that they use, like the fork and the bowl, he says, your food will be also to me like a fork, the fork they use on the mizbech. Afal pi shalahizkir karbon. Even though in one of these cases did he mention expressly that your food will be also like carbon, Hari zeh nader b'carbon. We nevertheless say that he's effectively made a neder as if he expressly said it's an isser of a carbon. Why? Because the expressions imply they have the meaning of a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'omer Yerushalayim, if he just says that this object is also to me Yerushalayim, but he didn't add the chof in front of it, he didn't say like Yerushalayim, or any of these expressions that we mentioned in Mishnah, he left out the chof, the like, lo'imaklum. That's nothing. That's because there is no lashon of neder whatsoever. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue with the Tanakama, he's only elaborating further, he's qualifying, he's not arguing with the Tanakama. He just wants to add that you need to have the kuh, the kof, the comparative letter like, in order to make this vow a proper vow, a neder, like a carbon. However, the Brisa of the Gemara brings that in fact Rabbi Yehuda argues about the case of Yerushalayim, and he says that kuh Yerushalayim is also not valid, not just Yerushalayim. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda maintains that when he says Yerushalayim or even Ki Yerushalayim, he only means the wooden sticks that are in there, the Eitzim and Avonim that are there. According to this explanation, Rabbi Yehuda would actually argue with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds that Ki Yerushalayim is a neder. Yerushalayim, all right, everybody agrees. But Ki Yerushalayim is a neder, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. He says it's not a neder. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like the Tanakhama.